From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The three-day-old Syrian ceasefire appears shaky. The Russian Defense Ministry is accusing the U.S. diplomats of hiding behind what it called a verbal curtain to camouflage a reluctance to rein in rebel groups. The immediate source of the dispute is the refusal of U.S.-backed rebel factions to withdraw 500 meters from a key route into insurgent-controlled parts of Aleppo. Rebel commanders say they want Syrian army and foreign Shiite militia to pull back, too. Meanwhile, insurgent commanders are saying there is little point to the truce, while Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, continues to block United Nations aid from reaching Aleppo. UN officials say humanitarian convoys are ready to go, but are unable to move until they get authorization from the Syrian government. Special envoy Jan Egeland told reporters in Geneva he hopes deliveries can be made to Aleppo on Friday. Prominent U.S. lawmakers met Thursday with Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The lawmakers had mixed reactions to President Barack Obama's announced intention to lift economic sanctions on Myanmar. Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, said America's attention is still needed in Myanmar, but that U.S. influence can be exerted more with carrots than with sticks. Republican Cory Gardner, chairman of the Subcommittee on East Asia and the Pacific, criticized President Obama for making the decision on lifting sanctions unilaterally. Journalists from Hong Kong said they were beaten and detained by Chinese police while attempting to cover the crackdown on protesters in the village of Wuhan. The South China Morning Post and Ming Pao both reported their employees were assaulted and detained Wednesday while attempting to interview villagers. This is VOA News.